Her shmul, Fia, is dedicating this year his yahrzeit site for his mother, I believe, right?
Right.
And just says, please just help us have kavana by saying the name and giving us a sentence or two.
My mother was born in Portland, Oregon. Her parents came from the Isle of Rhodes, part of Greece. And she lived her life, though, when she was growing up in San Francisco, California. Okay, not too much Jewish life over there. There was a shul. But at any rate, she got married to my father in 1947. My father lived in Seattle. We moved to Seattle, Washington. And my mother was, and I was born in 1948. My sister was born a year later. My mother was very dedicated to me and making sure that I would get, all different types of just knowledge of the different things. She took me to boxing lessons,
Ooh.
karate lessons.
Okay, now we know to be
She was,
careful here.
Cub Scouts. Helped me to learn an instrument. I played the trumpet. She passed away in 2010. I would just say, I noticed in the last years of her life, she worked on herself, and she was a very positive person, and she was happy that I changed my direction and came there to Israel and married my wife, had a family, and that made her very happy. So that's basically
the Hashem, the neshama should have an aliyah. Thank you. We are in Shar Dalid Perek Tes Vav. Let me just mute everybody here. I apologize. Brief review of what we've learned, which is actually spectacular. Madhim. And that is that, like we always think about Limud HaTorah as, we've got the information, knowing what to do. And it's not just information, it's God-given information. And it's our Mesorah. And according to the various Zohar and Chazal that the Nefesh HaChaim brought in Yud Gimel and Yud Dalid, there's something much more happening there, and that is that in the istakel by Raisa Bara Alma, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the Torah to create the world, and we talked about that a lot, that the Torah was there before the world was there, as we know it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world out of Torah. We explained that that means that the Torah itself is the Shem Hashem. That's the articulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it was articulated into the Bria. It's a very deep idea, so don't skip it quickly in your mind. It's a very deep idea that the Torah itself is the beginning, the oisius of the Torah, the words of the Torah, the paragraphs of the Torah, is not just mitzvahs and dinim. Of course it is. But it's the actual articulation of the Shem Hashem. Kol oisius shel HaKadosh, shel oisius shel HaTorah, Shem oisu. That's why we call it Seamus. Everything is a shame, and everything becomes articulated into the Gashmius world, which is called Tzimtzum. So therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just once create the world, but he continuously creates the world, so where is he getting the material, the raw material of the world from? The answer is Istakel Baraisa Ubara Alma. He's looking at Torah, but who has the Torah? The answer is we're learning the Torah. In other words, the Torah, Hashem gave the Torah. He's not being machadish, I don't think, in it. But we're being machadish. He put it in our hands to be machadish. And as we're machadish in Torah, machadish doesn't mean that you come up with a machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban necessarily. But as we increase our understanding of the Torah and apply it to the generation that we're in the times that we're in and understand things better than we did yesterday, which is the goal, by the way, of everybody in Talmud Torah. Understand that even, you know, like where Mahavir Parsha, Mahavir Seder every year, I always think to myself, no Hamel, you know, we're going to do it again. Yeah, but like every year, including today, we'll see, Chidushim Niflaim in the Pashat of Pshat of the Pasuk. So all of that, when we put out these Chidushim, when we think about this, we're actually creating a different raw material for the Brios HaOlam, which is happening right now. We're actually changing the world. Famously, the famous story that the Bachram came to the Chafetz Chaim, Bachram and Radin came to the Chafetz Chaim, and they said that, you know, like the, what was whatever was going on then, you know, between World War One and World War Two and the different revolutions, and they said maybe we should join, like, you know, like the whole world is joining, you know, and we're sort of sitting here and learning. So Chafetz Chaim told them famously that, look, you could join, but what you're doing right here in the Beis Medrash, in this little Beis Medrash Rotten that nobody ever heard of, that's influencing every word that's coming out and every thought that's coming out in the British Parliament in England. It's happening here. Why? So Hezbollah Ladavar is because what we're being Mechadish in Torah is changing the raw material of the Bria Yistakel Baraisa Bar Alma, and everything that anybody says, whether it's Trump, whether it's Biden, whether it's the British Parliament, whether it's our Prime Minister, you know, whatever is happening, Lev Malachim Bashamayim. And this is just so important for these times, you know. Every Lev Malachim Bashamayim, and it's influenced by terror. Which is not, by the way, to the exclusion of doing things to be Oisik B'tzarchei Tzibur, that's Gevaldik, no question, everybody, and making a living. Nobody, this is not to the exclusion of those things, but what you have to know, everybody has to be Vigisa Boyayim and Valayla. Everybody has to, according to his Madrega, spend some time learning Torah, Kaveh Tum LaTorah, and I think important is to come understand. This is a good thing. Like, come up with a chiddush a day. Write something a day, and you're changing the bria. Write something. Keep a little diary. You don't have to publish it. You don't have to come to Art Scroll or Mosaic Press. But just keep a little diary of, I understand Rashi in a way I never understood it before. Changing the whole bria. So that's pretty powerful. And that's what we've been learning. Parak Yud Gimel, Parak Yud Dalet. That was Parak Tesvav. Let me just give you a sneak peek. The Tesvav, Tezayin, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Tes, and Chav. These following prakim talk about the following, that besides for making a difference in the entire world by learning Torah, so, you know, like China has less hunger than it did before I learned Tosfos today. But besides for that, the person who's learning Torah also benefits greatly from this and grows in Madrega. So the person who's learning Torah is not just like the conduit that's pushing it. In these prakim, he's going to talk, I believe, of six different milas, six different midos that grow in a person as he learns Torah Lishma. And Yoni, you mentioned this. We're talking about Dafka Torah Lishma. Torah Shalei Lishma is an in-between situation. Torah Shalei Lishma is until you get to Lishma, but the Lishma is what not only makes a shinui, here's the Chiddush, not only makes a shinui in the Bria, but it makes a shinui in me, who's learning Torah and is Mechadish in Torah, yeah? So this is, and there are, I think, six Madregas that the Nefesh HaChaim points out of how this makes a person, how getting involved in this process makes a person a different person than they were before they got involved in this process. And it's Madrega, Madrega, Madrega. So this is very important. In other words, to put it into our language, what's in it for us? You know, I'm being Menia, the entire Bria, but is there something that I'm getting from it? That's the question. I just want to point out to you that in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, which is not really Pirkei Avos, and added Brisa to Pirkei Avos, a Brisa, Tana Rabbanan. So in the Mishnah Aleph, Rabbi Meir Oimer, just want to say one sentence here. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kol ha'isek b'Torah l'shma. Anybody who learns Torah l'shma, zoche l'dvarim harbe. Like, that's a chiddush that Rameyer is saying, that besides for the fact that you're, you know, saving the world and the world economy, etc., but zoche l'dvarim harbe. V'loyoit, furthermore, this is the Mishnah I'm talking, shekol ha'olam kulei kedai hulei. Now, first of all, zoche l'dvarim harbe, zoche is a funny lashon, no? Zoche to a lot of things. A lot of things. But, so what are those lot of things? So he lists them later on in the Mishnah. Reya, nikra ahu, vayavas hamakim, vayavas abriyas, mesamech hamakim, whole beautiful list of things that we all want to be. Right? Malchus, we get Malchus, we get Memshala, Chikir Adin, Megalon, Leirvaz, Yatayra. These are the Dvarim Harbe that we're talking about. Then there's another thing. V'loy oid, says Rameyer. And not only that, Elishikola oilam kulai kidai hulai. The whole world is kidai hulai. I want to turn the table to you. What does that mean? We all know the words, but what does it mean? Kol olam kulei kedai hulei. And then it goes on to list the Dvarim Harbe. But what does that mean? Kol olam kulei kedai hulei. Somebody give me a translation here. Go ahead, Yisachar. I see you're about to talk. Kedai hulei.
If he were the only one in the world, it would have been worth it for Hashem to have created the world because he's learning.
So kedai hulei means the whole world was worth it for this guy who's learning Torah Lishma. I just want to point out,
because that is the Iker Tachas of the Bria.
What does that mean? You're saying words. I don't know what they mean.
Well, meaning that because Hashem created, I don't remember where he says it. It's earlier.
What do you just tell me what you mean? So, tachlis, the whole tachlis of the Bria.
Meaning that he says it right in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, that the reason that the kavana of Hashem creating the world, that it should be rak bishvil haTorah sheyasku ba Yisrael, meaning that he's this one guy is fulfilling the whole kavana for why the world was created. So kedai hulo.
Okay, so let me just tweak that a little.
1 minute. Rabbeinu's lushan is confusing. Kedai hu lo, it's not clear who the who is and who the lo is. Is it the world is kedai for the person, or the person is kedai for the world? It's not clear.
Thank you. Let me just point something out here. When you say it's the tachlis of the bria, which is sort of a yeshivish thing to say, which is emes, but I just want to explain. According to everything we're learning, it's not that Hashem created the world to learn Torah. That's not the right shot. It means that, so I don't know, that's what tachlis means. What it means is that when Hashem created the world, the whole idea was, the mechanism of it was, the system that Hashem created was that we are participants in the Bria Sa'ilam. Now, who's participants in the Bria? Is everybody a participant in the Torah? So the answer is that a person who learns Torah Lishma amongst other mitzvahs, but now we're talking about Torah Lishma, a person who learns Torah Lishma is being menia. In other words, he's moving the world. He's keeping everything going. So again, kedai hu lo, meaning that the whole world, now that I just said that, let's understand. I'm sorry to catch here, but what does it really mean? So, kedai hulos. Rashi says, kedai hulai ra'ui hulo. The world is, you know, you're right, Ephraim. Like, who's the who? Who's the lo? But in other words, it's probably kedai. It's roi. Rashi says it's roi for him. That there's a whole world. The whole world is there for him. And then also, or kedai hulai could mean that it was worth it for Hashem to create the world just for this guy, because at least somebody's keeping the thing moving here. It's a bit of a suffix, but I hope that we'll be able to.
Inconclusive. Inconclusive.
It is inconclusive. What does it mean? And by the way, I looked at the Mefarshim, and I don't have clarity on this interesting lashon of kedai hulo. Well, it doesn't say like you're. I think what you're saying is kol ha'olam kulai. Which shouldn't say kedai hulo, but in other words, this guy is makayim the tachlis of the world.
Maybe it'd be fitting. Like this is what it was for.
This is why it was formed. Okay, let's leave it for a minute. And
I just thought, can we take from the story of Avram and Sodom, talking to Hashem, that if there would have been one tzaddik there, that would have been enough to save it? Is that in the same lines?
Meaning there's no ability for a makom or a place or a society to exist if there's nobody who's... The Bria is such, I'm just saying what you're saying, Yoni. The Bria is such that Hashem created us for us to recreate. Asher bara Elohim la'asos. So the Bria is there for us to do. And in Stone, that didn't happen. It didn't exist. There wasn't enough going on in Stone, Ten Tzaddikim, whatever, to make the mutter come down. Just still having a hard time with kedai hulo. Somebody else want to say something before I go further? Okay, I heard a baskel.
Kedai hulo seems to be different from zoch ledvarim harbe. In other words, it's not included in that.
Two things. See, I'm understanding a little bit like Ephraim's understanding that there's two things Reb Meir is saying. This is good for God and it's good for me. That's kedai hulo. But you're saying that maybe the whole world was worth creating for this guy. Why? The world is there for the world. What it means to say is the person's helping the world be created. Okay, I'm fetching a little too much, so let's go a little further and see what happens. So Nefesh HaChaim says, Perek Tesuvah. Gvaldiki aside, Hine. Again, remember, until now we're talking about the chefs of the world, now we're talking about the gavra. We're talking about me. What's going on for me when I'm learning Torah? I should remember this every time I learn Torah. Hine. Here's what you got to know. Hamivarech misbarech. We know that, Lashon. Hamivarech misbarech. Umi berchasen shalaylam is yivarech gam ha'adam. Ha'oisik ba. Who's causing the whole thing to happen anyway? Just want to read the paragraph. And the Kvod Hashem, which means the Shechina, rests on him all day. And then this guy who's learning Torah, Lishma, since the Shechina is resting on him, Masig l'neshama atzula mimakayim kadosh. He is understanding things. You're learning Torah, right? So I'm learning Torah. We're learning a Nefesh HaChaim. I'm learning a Pasuk in Chumash. I'm learning a Gemara. But no. If I'm learning it, that's if I'm learning Shalai Lishma. I'm learning it. But if I'm learning it Lishma, which we needs more explanation as much as we explain it, but whatever it means. If I'm learning it Lishma, not in order to know what to do, certainly not in order for COVID or anything like that. But if I'm learning it, or not to get a degree, but if I'm learning it lishma, so now I'm zoche, and now I'm in this circle called creation, and my neshama, personally, gets hooked up, he says, I'm the goyrim l'chozes, I'm moving the whole thing along, let's go. And I'm being mechadish b'tuvay b'chol yom ma'aseh b'reishis. I'm like mamish partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's happening is that it comes down right on me. Kvod Hashem choyfeh olav. Wow, I light up. I'm lit up. U'masig l'neshama atzula mimakam kadosh. We all know that there's a part of the neshama which is in the world of Bria, tachas kisei HaKavod. And there's a part of the neshama which is here with me, right? And so, and that goes back and forth there when we're sleeping, right? Neshama shenosato bi tahirahi, giving me refreshed neshama every day. That neshama now is shepping from the mayim. We remember we learned a couple of days ago from the mayim el yoinim, bringing it to the mayim tachtoinim, and I'm wow gishmak. I'm in the mayim tachtoinim. I'm like mamish being refreshed, and I'm thinking of things in my Torah that I would never think about. It would never come to me intellectually. It would never come to me emotionally. It's coming from outside of me. That's what he's saying here. Kvod Hashem choyfev alav kol hayom, umasig l'neshama atzula mimakim kadosh, lefi erech goydol iskai v'dibukai ba. According to how much I'm involved in this process, I'm getting new hasagot. Moshe Amru, Adam Mekadesh Atzmai Milamata, Mekachin Oisai Milamala. If I'm doing my thing to be Mekadesh myself, says the Gemara in Yoma, Milamata, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us extra Kadosh, it's from outside, it's not within us even. Milamata, Ma'at, I do just a little bit, and Mekachin Oisai Harbi, and I get a lot of Kadosh, a lot of Kadosh.
So is he saying that Limud Torah Bishma allows us to like reach into like farther into the worlds beyond physicality, like where those other places where the neshama reaches, like,
right, which is beyond my natural kochos. You understand? Meaning it's beyond my natural kochos. You know, anybody who's learned Torah lishma for an hour, which all of us have, the you know, there's a phenomenon which happens, which takes place. We see it. We can see it. Like, let's say I don't understand a pasuk, a rashi, a chumash, a gemara, a rashi, a tosfos. I don't understand it. And there's a kasha. And I think about it, and I think about it, and I think about it. I'm thinking about it. I'm being mispointed at it. I'm learning Torah Lishma. And then all of a sudden, blitz, I understand it. And that understanding has very, very often nothing to do with what I was thinking about. It just came to me from some place, who knows, some outer space thing, Kedusha, Mekachinoi Seharbe. All of a sudden you understand something that you never understood before. And it's not necessarily, doesn't necessarily have anything to do with what I was thinking about, with my experience, with my emotions, with my intellectual capability, with my IQ, nothing. With my previous knowledge. I believe this is true, this is what he's saying, that what will happen is, that since I'm learning Lishma, I've hooked into a whole new source. And in that whole new source, I'm getting something that was never here in the world before, and it's not Bechlau. Where did I get this from? Something like a Nevuah. It's like a Nevuah.
What if I don't experience that? What if I don't experience the Chiddush? And also, what Lishma is a problem, as well. I know we've spoken about it before. What does that really mean? How much of my day, how much of my learning is Lishma? I do Daf Yomi, is that Lishma? I took on doing Yafam. What I'm doing, is that Lishma?
Look, God, first of all, I can't think of any reason you would learn if it's not Lishma. Were you making money?
I took on to do Daf Yomi.
Very good. That's Lishma. Whole thing is Lishma.
Because I took it on. Now I have a chiv to do Daf Yomi, so that's Lishma.
You're doing it because Hashem wants you to do it. There's no other reason you're doing it. You might do different tricks. I believe almost all of us are learning Lishma. As I often say, the only possible exception here on this screen is me. Because I have to give a shear. But most people learn Lishma. I feel like I'm learning Lishma when I'm not even teaching what I'm learning, you know. So,
what about the lack of chidushim?
But what I want to say is this. A chidush means, I want to say it again. I just said this, I want to say it again. A chidush means that I understand something that I didn't understand before. A chidush doesn't mean you're writing svarim. A chidush means that you understand something not even if everybody else understands it. A chiddush means that you understand something you didn't understand before. Lishma means even 1 minute. Here's a good thing. You know, take 1 minute if you have a question about whether you're of your intentions or Lishma. Take 1 minute and say, this minute I'm going to learn Lishma. Learn something, learn kachim. Learn something you're not going to teach, you're not going to use, you're not going to, you know, learn some kachim, learn some taurus. You know, something that's of no use to you. And you're learning Lishma. But what happens at that moment, and this I might even Ani Akutin have experienced this, that all of a sudden, you know, you understand things that you didn't understand before. I tell you something else, if I could just share a personal experience. Indulge me. But, often people call me daily to talk about whatever is going on in their life, whether it's a halachic thing, an emotional thing, a kid thing, a shalom bayis thing, you know. And my initial reaction, and I'm in this for 45 years or something like that, my initial reaction about listening to, I don't really know. And then so often, literally, like, pops into my heart, into my head, a mahalach, and it's actually helpful. And I go with it. And often it's helpful. Now, this has to do with the lishma of the person who's asking, and it has to do with my lishma. But I am lishma. I have no reason to talk to anybody except for lishma. But, but it's the same type of a thing. What's happening is that if you engage, and this is so important, Rabbi Yosef, if you engage in a process of getting involved with something lishma, then all of a sudden new stuff will come, which was not in my experience, and not, wow, where did that come from? And I'm certainly no big Rebbe, or am I claiming to be nothing, you know, but you have a certain siyata d'shmaya to know what to say and to say the right thing. And that's Lev Melachim Bashamayim, you know, everybody's talking about, everything's been a Shamayim. It comes from outside to inside. But how does it come from outside to inside? It comes because we're doing something. We've sort of, there's got to be a good English word for like being a catalyst to create something new into this world. But here the Nefesh HaChaim is saying, and I want to go back to it because I want to explain it. Hine HaMivarech Misbarech. Now we know that term. If you talk like Jewish, somebody gives you a bracha, you say, "Hamavurich misburich," you know, which means that's good. That's like more sophisticated than saying "V'chein lamar." Chein lamar, okay, you should be zeichet to the same bracha. This is a betzias. Hamavurich misburich. We know the term that he who gives the bracha will get the bracha. He who gives the bracha will get the bracha. Now. And therefore, says the Nefesh HaChaim in this very first fundamental paragraph, therefore, he who's giving a bracha to the whole world, forget about giving a bracha to Moshe or to Yechiel or to Shneur Zalman, he who gives a bracha to the whole world, al yedei tayros, so you're bringing a whole shefa of or into the world, so hamivarech, yisbarech, misbarech, will be blessed. Minayin, I asked the question. How in the world does he know that? How does he know it? And the answer is, it's a Gemara, it's a Pasuk, and here's my Chiddush of being Maver Sedra this year, Tav Shin Pei Aleph. It's a Pasuk in this week's Parsha that everybody knows. It's a Pasha to Pasuk. That, yeah, which Pasuk? Oh, maybe. Let's look at it deeper. But first of all, so let's start from the back. This is such important stuff for us, and so open up your minds here. First of all, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that The Gemara says that what about the Kohanim? The Kohanim are standing in front of the shul, and they're blessing everybody. Okay, does Avram Nadel get a bracha? Do you get a bracha? You're giving brachas, but, you know, like, I'm giving everything, but I'm hungry. Where's my bracha? Who's blessing me? So what are you supposed to do? Stand in front of a different kohen, so you're getting a shtickle bracha while you're giving, you know, you're giving a bracha, getting a bracha while you're giving a bracha. How do you know? So Amar Rabbi Akiva, comes Rabbi Akiva and he says, bracha l'kohanim minole. How do we know that the Kohanim themselves get a bracha? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Va'avarech mivarechecha. Let's look at the pasuk. Avarech mivarechecha, this week's parasha. Gevaldik, what happens over here in Hashem's few words. Not, I don't think this is the pasuk that that you said. You said Mevarechecha Baruch.
Isn't it Ve'yeh Bracha?
Here's the pasuk. The pasuk goes like this. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha, maybe you have a chumash there, follow. Lech Lecha, Me'arzecha, Me'latcha, Ve'savicha, Lo'aretz Hashereka, very good, you go. Go. Ve'escha, here's where, Hashem, this is what Hashem is promising Avram Avinu. Gevald should be Gevald. And we're all zoichet to this bracha. Ve'escha l'goy gadol, Avram, you will become a great nation. Easy. Avarechicha, I will bless you. Rashi says, B'mamayim, you'll have everything you need. V'yagadlo shmecha, you will become famous. Easy. V'hayeg, Gil, v'hayeg bracha. What does it mean, v'hayeg bracha? You will have, says Rashi, I'm reading Rashi, ha-brachais nesunais biyadcha. You will now become a rebbe. Ha-bracha nesunais biyadcha, you will be able, you're the baba, the rebbe, the admor, that's able to give brachas. Hashem told Avram Avinu, not only will I give you money, not only will I make you famous, not only will I make everybody like you, but I'm going to give you the koach, v'hayeh bracha. Rashi, ha-bracha is nesunais biyadcha ad achshov, bizyetz ha-ya biyadi. The brachos were in my hands, Hashem says. Be'rachti is Adam, be'rachti is noyach, be'rachti oischa. I'm giving out the blessings here. I'm dealing. Right? Me'achshov, but from this moment on that you're mekayim lech lechom. Me'achshov, atot tivarech es asher tachbites. You're going to give the blessings. Look what's going on here. Kabbal the Rashi. Rashi is saying, Rashi, a pasuk. The pasuk is saying here that now Avram Avinu, by getting involved in the Nisoyan, by passing the Nisoyan of Lech Lecha, what's happening over here is now you are becoming a partner in my creation, and you're going to get the keys to a whole bunch of things. And one of them is you're going to have a koach habracha. You're going to be able to do what no man has ever been able to do before that. This. Nobody's ever been able to take that from Shemayim, bring it to Aretz, and I can give it to you. So, the Kohanim, therefore, as an example, can give a bracha to the people. Mehechatesa, that they can give a bracha to the people standing in front of them. Or Mehechatesa, that the visions of Rebbe can give a bracha to somebody standing in front of them. The answer is, Meheye bracha. This is similar, by the way, in grammar, but in word usage, to what David HaMelech says, Va'ani tefila. I am a chefetz of prayer. So Hashem tells him, you are a chefetz of bracha. You are bracha. Okay, but we didn't answer the question. But how do we know that Avram Avinu himself is going to, when he blesses, that he gets blessed? And the answer is, Va'avorecha mivorechecho. Now, here's my chiddush. I always thought this means that I will bless those who bless you. Isn't that the way the English goes? Something like the firmament. I will bless those who bless you.
Will bless those whom you bless.
I will bless those whom you bless. Which is very different. That's very different. So the Gemara learns from here, a third pshat God, that from here we learn, from these words, two words, Avarcha Mivarchecha, says the Gemara, from here we learn that we can get Avorcham Avarchecha Sha Koyanim, the Koyanim get the bracha. You get this? Taisva says in Chulin Mem Tesamet Aleph, Afilu Goyam Avarchas Yisrael Misbarchin. Anybody who gives a bracha gets a bracha. So, here's a whole new third shot. It doesn't mean I will bless those who you bless. What do we need that for? It doesn't mean Avarcha, I will, Hashem's talking, I will bless Mivarchecha, listen to this carefully, anybody who gives a blessing. Avarcha, Avram Avinu, you're going to create a legacy of blessers. Is this a chiddush or not? I will bless all, you will have blessers, mivarechecha. There's a club called mivarechecha. Those that are blessing, giving out blessings, like Kohanim. Let me read you, I just saw it this morning.
It's one directional, right? Not two. It sounds like anyone who blesses a Jew, any guy who blesses a Jew, so that they will be blessed. If a Jew blesses a guy, so it's not reciprocal. It's not that the Jew will be blessed from giving a blessing.
Listen to this Medrash Tanchuma, brought down in the Das Zekeinim Mibalei Tosfos. Alamakom, I just saw it on the Chumash, in the Chumash. Amar Laya Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram. Here's what's really going on. If you're looking at a Mikrois Gedoy, let's follow with me. Amar Laya Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram. Mimcha, from you, Yetzei Shevet, will come out a Shevet, Shemivarech Es Banai, which will constantly be blessing my children. Vizehu Shevet Levi. What's going to come from you is Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi are the blessers. Jews, David. The blessers. Shiyatsu mimenu koihanim, and from Shevet Levi is going to come out koihanim, shemivarchem es Yisrael, that bless the Jewish people. Amar loy Avraham, so Hashem said, that's very nice, God. But oisai Shevet mimivarche, who's going to bless Levi? Yafad, that Shevet Levi is blessing everybody. The Kohanim are up there getting blessing everybody, and they're running to do what beautiful chesed, right? But who's blessing Levi? This was Avram Avinu's question, says the Medrash. Amar Lai Avram Vo'oisei Shevet Mi Mevarchai. Amar Lai, says Hashem, says, Ani Avorchenu. I will bless them. Kidichsiv, and he brings a pasuk, Va'ani Avorchem, right? It says by Birchas Kohanim, Va'ani Avorchem. Who? Right? Kois Avorchu is B'nai Yisrael. Right? Va'ani avorchem. Who? What do you have to give the blessing to the people if the Kohanim are giving to the blessing of the people? No. Ani avorchem means that I will bless the Kohanim. Beautiful pshat. Hadahu d'chsiv, and says the Medrash Tanchuma. How do I know that this is true? D'chsiv va'avorcha mevorechecha. I know it from Avram Avinu, that I will bless the mevorchem. I'll bless the Kohanim. I'll bless any Jew and even a guy who gives a blessing. Okay, so we're descendants of Avram Avinu. Vaye bracha, we have the koyach to give a bracha. Lishma, give people brachas. Nice, you have a koyach to help somebody, give them, to help somebody, you know, wish somebody or refuah shalema. I just want to say, unless you think this is like Hasidish or something, first of all, it's a Nefesh HaChaim. But like every time you say Shalom Aleichem to somebody, you're giving them a bracha, yeah? Maktim Shalom L'chol Adam. And what does he say back? Aleichem Shalom. Forget about what you're thinking. Why does it go backwards? Why this? Well, just to answer the question normally, what do you have to argue? I say Shalom Aleichem. You have to say Aleichem Shalom. Let's see. No. Pashat Pashat. Shalom Aleichem. Thank you very much. Aleichem HaShalom. You know what? You have Shalom on you. Because you blessed me with peace, you will be in peace. Aleichem HaShalom. It's a bracha back, but it's also a metzias. It's a fact. Aleichem HaShalom. So says the...
Does it the first bracha? No, it goes both ways. It's just you're returning the favor.
Or just stating a fact. Aleichem HaShalom. Let's say I say Shalom Aleichem on the street. I'm Maktim Shalom HaShalom. And God doesn't answer me. Okay, I still get a bracha. Aleichem HaShalom.
We also see the kol mitpalel al chavero. If you need the same thing, huna natchila.
Exactly, exactly. Like think about. I was thinking about this so much during Kiddush Levana this past Saturday night. Shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom, shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom. You know, like everybody's blessing each other, and everybody therefore is being blessed. Va'avarcha. But here's a new. Okay, my chiddush. I said every time you learn the parsha, you have a new pshat. Avorcha mevarachecha, I will bless your mevarachim. So first of all, vaye bracha, you have a koyacha bracha. Second of all, I will bless your mevarachim. The nirali, says the Das Zekeinim Balatosfos, Ashamur Chazal b'masech tuchulin, birch bracha l'koyhanim minolan. So he's That's Tosfos is mechaven to my Gemara in Chulin, right? That Birchas Lekoyhana Minolan Meavorechicha Mivor. I'm sorry, Meavorecha Mivorechicha. It comes from this pasuk. That's that, and this is the source. It's a beautiful Das Akenim in Bali Tosfos. I want to tell you something else about this. More beyond Givaldic. The Gemara says in Brachas, Nun Hei Amun Beis. The Gemara in Brachas, Shloisha Dvarim, that is the negative, Shloisha Dvarim Mikatshin Yamav Ushnaisav Shel Adam. There are three things that take away your Arichas Yamim Chas V'Shalom. Now, we should go over this whole Gemara and our ears should perk up because now everybody's thinking about how long we're going to live. Bezras Hashem, we should all have, I'll give a bracha, we should all live till May of Esrim and more, b'shleimus and with good health.
Barak,
oh, amen. So it says the Gemara, Shloish Advar Mekatshin Yama Vushnoisov Shel Adam. Let me just read the first one. Mi Shnoisnim Lai Kaishel Bracha Me'enoi Mevarech. Tichsiv, says the Gemara, Vavorcha Mivarechacha, same pasuk. And I'm racking my brains. Okay, you want a bench? Please bench. Rabbi Yisai, Mervelin, bench. Yeah? Yishay Masha Mivarech Me'ata V'yadoy Lambershus Moron of Rabban. Very nice. Where am I giving anybody a bracha? What does this have to do with the pasuk of Avarcha Mivarechacha? Mivorchecha. I have to get that right. Vavorcha mivorchecha. What's it got to do with giving a with benching? You have the pshat in the Gemara? David, what's the pshat in the Gemara? You're going over the whole benching in your mind. Comes Rashi. It says two simple words that. What you want to know what it has to do with two simple words? Hainu birchas ha'oireach. Rashi says, because when you lead the benching, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch that you have to bless the balabais. And we're giving you the kais. The balabais is giving the oireach mevarach. The balabais is giving the oireach the kais. And saying what? Please bless me. Here's your opportunity to bless me. And he says, no, thank you. No, thank you. Now, in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says you can give this bracha even if you don't get the kais. And it's like a really good thing to do. First of all, akar sataif. But what we're learning is ha-mevarech mizbarech. The Gemara says, how do I know that you should take the kais shel bracha? Because it says, va'avarech ha-mevarechecha. Kais shloish advar mekatshin yama v'shnoisav shel adam. Misha noisen like kais shel bracha levarich ve'enoy mevarich. See va'avarcha mevarichecha. It's unbelievable that...
Are the other guests present don't say the iratzon? Only the mevarich?
Only the mevarich says it, but maybe they can be yotze with him. So
I think in most printed benches it doesn't say... maybe some do, some don't. I think it sometimes says... guests say the following iratzon, but I don't know if it always says that... The
Mevarich. It's a din in the Mevarich. The reason why it's changed is because... the reason it's changed is because the Mevarich is no longer...
Moitzi everyone, no?
The Mevarich used to be Moitzi everybody. So,
yeah, he was the only one.
So now he's not being Moitzi anybody, so anybody can say the Birchas Hareach. And by the way, you should. I mean, who has Arachim these days? I don't know. But if you're an Arach, you should say the Birchas Hareach. And if you're... I believe that the Mishabur says that even children should say to their parents. Also Arachim. But also this is the Pshat Harachim and Yuvarech Hazavi, Vesimi, Vesishti, you know, by at my chasana, by the end of the whole chasana, so I had a schus that Rav Scheinberg stayed till the end. He didn't usually stay, just the chuppah, whatever. But he stayed mamish till the last minute of the chasana and came to benching. So I was at the head table. He was at the head table standing next to me. And I'm benching. So all of a sudden he pats me on the back. He says, no. So what? I forgot Yalav Yavai, what I do? So he said, you forgot to say, Aracham and Yivarech is Ishti. Just got married. Yeah, you have Ishti, you have a new Achrayus. But what happens is that when you're giving the Birchas Hareach, or when you're giving a bracha, what's that doing in benching? Harachamun Yivarech is Avi, Vazimi, Vazishti, Vazabalabais. What's it doing? I'm giving a bracha. Very simple. That's where you get to it in the benching. Everybody. I'm giving a bracha, and I'm getting a bracha. So you want to get a bracha, give. The way to, you know, like they say, you know, like the goyim say, when you get, you'll give. When I get, I'll give. But this is different. When you give, you get.
Isn't question?
It? Yeah.
We learned Masig Mishama Atzulim Makam Kadosh. So we've been discussing all of the Nafkaminas, all the benefits of having this Mishama Atzula. Could we understand what it means in Mishama Atzulim Makam Kadosh? What actually happens? Is it a permanent change that you get ratcheted up to a different level? Or is it a temporary thing? And what does it mean that those words mean, Neshama Atzula?
Atzula comes from the Lashon of Atzilus. And every Neshama gets formed, started off in the world of Atzilus, like everything starts from the world of Atzilus, and it goes into the world of Bria. And that's what the Kisei HaKavod is. So Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya. By me getting a Neshama Atzula, is I'm getting fresh access to that neshama, but the part of the neshama, this is the Ramchal says, by the way, in Derech Hashem, the part of the neshama I'm explaining this in a way that doesn't, you know, like according to the physical world, but the best I can do, that part of the neshama is the giver. It's like Zachar and Akeva. Kol neshama, this is the Ramchal. Kol neshama yesh loy abba ve'ima. Right? Familiar? So there's that which stays up, and there's which is makabel, like a zachar and a nekeva, abba ve'ima. And what happens is that, like this, my neshama is here. I'm here. I'm doing. I'm living. I'm doing. When I'm learning Torah Lishma, the abba part of the neshama is giving more and more and more. So my neshama is coming up with things which are beyond my normal capacity. And that's what the words mean. That's what the words mean. I don't know what the idea means, but that's what the words mean, that Isaac ba masig l'neshama atzula mimakam kadosh from the world of Bria. Lefi erech goydol iskay v'dibukay ba. Okay.
Is that a permanent aliyah or is it something?
It definitely makes a permanent roshim on the person, and until you get to the point of, like I said, from David HaMelech v'ani sefila, this has become my metzias already. It's become my mahus. V'heye bracha. Avraham Avinu's whole life was this kind of access. A Navi, or like Moshe Rabbeinu, here's a good example, B'chol Beisi Nemanhu. If we can learn how to do this, like how to, like it, all it means is Lishma. All it means is Lishma. So once it's Lishma, so I'm automatically accessing something which is beyond my kochos. And you see, you know, if you need to hang up, you can hang up, but I just want to tell you, it's like it was on Thursday, on Tuesday, I think, was the yard site of Rameir Shapiro, the Lubliner Rav, founder of the Daf Yomi. So they put out I don't know who put it out, I think Agudas Yisrael, they put out a little video, a half-hour video, on a documentary on Rameir Shapiro. And Mamish could die to watch this documentary. I can post it if you like. It's Mamish, a beautiful documentary to watch. Mamish Chizuk. And the documentary starts off, Rameir Shapiro, like, did so much. I mean, like, everybody here is learning Daf Yomi. It's Rameir Shapiro, right? The video starts off with the problem of Rameir Shapiro and Cheder, who couldn't read. Couldn't read, dyslexic. And his mother encouraged him to learn Baal Peh and to do other things and to keep trying. And I looked into it a little bit. The Rabbeim gave up on him and his cheder in Kharkov, I think he was from. And finally, he davened for a ruach milamala. And he became a huge ilui, a huge gain, a huge talmud chacham. You know, like, It's not coming from him. And then, listen, Yitzhak, here's what I'm saying. Once he did this, look at the koach that he had. It stayed with him. Once he broke that barrier, he was able to change the whole world of Yeshivas Limud HaTorah, because if not for the Chachmei Lublin, there wouldn't be a Lakewood. The whole idea was, let's give kavod to Yeshiva Bacharim, who are eating Essen Tag and sleeping in benches and who knows where, and people were mavaza them, and people were going off to Derech and getting education, becoming maskilim. And he said, there's no kavod for him. Right here, let me give and he gave shiurim, which were nifloim. He was a gon. And he was a Baal Menagin. He said he didn't have a good voice, but he came up with Nigunim. All, you know, by the way, all the Nigunim we sing on Simchas Torah, you know, Tayras Hashem, Tamima, those are all from Rameir Shapiro. Those are all his Nigunim. All those standard Nigunim, like that we knew when we were little kids, except for Ashiya Samacha, which was a Tursky Nigun. They're almost all from him. It was an unbelievable thing, but he was Makachin Oisei Harbe. He pushed his Makachin Oisei Harbe. I know that, I don't know, my Rebbe told me that that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita Yibad Ol Chaim, so they were worried about him because he couldn't read. Also has a sort of a dyslexia, some kind of a reading problem. And the Chazon Ish Chad, it'll be good. He's a big Baal Kishrin, he's a genius. Just has a problem reading. Let him learn, memorize a lot. Let him learn a lot to learn Baal Peh. So good. So he knows Kol HaTorah Kula Baal Peh. comes to go to law door. So, you know, like, I think, yes, permanent, because Mekachinoi Se Harbe, now I have a Kedusha, unless I blow it. We can get into the system. Okay, I'm going to go. Thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank you.
And I wish everybody a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.
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 Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.